local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:06 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, 74 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios as we get started on this Friday. And it's looking like another hot one. We'll get staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams' weekend forecast coming up in just a second. Also, Kelly Finley with the news. As always, we have WKRG's news. And I've got sports this morning, all setting you up for another great Friday. Let's get it started this morning with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries at Government and South Broad Street. That's the only one we've got. Records are on the scene. Should be clearing soon. Looks good. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Haven't had any delays. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn and design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check out FMTalk106.5.com. A lot to check out on the website. First, you can get the podcast from any local show we have. It's uploaded to the website, also uploaded to a number of different places where you can get podcasts: iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Every single local hour we have, we upload, and you can listen on demand just whenever you feel like it. Also, Auburn's upcoming football schedule. They've begun the season 4-0 and looking for another win this weekend against Mississippi State. But the three big things is what I want you to check out this morning at the front page of our website. First, the biggest news in the nation and probably the world right now, with the Democrats opening that impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. And yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence speaking in front of the committee. I've got a story how the White House and Department of Justice learned about the whistleblower. We now know that it is a CIA officer who is working in the White House. That's about all we know at this point. But the story up there on the website, how the White House and DOJ found out about that whistleblower. Also, on this Good News Friday, more than $19,000 was raised for a Citronelle boy who is battling brain cancer. Sid Hobbs recently found out his brain tumor had returned, and the Citronelle community came together to help support Sid and his family as he continues to battle with cancer. They presented that check for $19,455 to Sid during a pep rally at Citronelle High School called Unite for the Fight. So that's some good news on this Friday. And also, if you're in Spanish Fort, this might be some good news. I don't know how you feel about this, but the United States Postal Service confirms that the Spanish Fort Post Office will remain open through October, at least until October the 31st. They say they're seeking alternate solutions to serve their customers after that date. 6:10 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search continues this morning for a missing autistic man. 19-year-old Noah Daigle left his vehicle near the Mississippi-Alabama state line on I-10 last weekend. Some people thought that they may have spotted him in Grand Bay in recent days, but authorities say that that was most likely not the missing teenager. Now, Daigle went missing from his home in Louisiana on the evening of September 18th. He was driving a white 2001 Cadillac Eldorado which was found by Mississippi State Highway Patrol on Sunday. That vehicle belongs to his mother. Law enforcement near the state border, they have been searching the woods and rest stops since they discovered that vehicle. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office, the U.S. Marshals, and Coast Guard have all been helping in the search. Coast Guard using a helicopter, all in search of the 19-year-old. They want you to know that Daigle walks with a slight limp and sometimes has a shoulder tick. He was last seen wearing blue jean shorts and a black t-shirt. He has brown hair, brown eyes, and most likely will be unshaven. Daigle is 5'8" and weighs 130 pounds. Now, he left his home without his shoes or his belt or his glasses. He does not have a cell phone and he does not have identification. Daigle is nonverbal. There is a $3,500 reward being offered for any information which leads to the location of Daigle. If you have information or you've seen someone that matches Noah's description, please call 251-574-8633. Mobile police are investigating an enticing a child for immoral purposes case. On Wednesday, September 24th, at approximately 4:30 p.m., Mobile police responded to the Inn Town Suites located at Inn Road in reference to the suspicious circumstances call. Upon arrival, officers met the mother of a female child under the age of 18 who said an unknown male attempted to grab her daughter and force her into a room. The child was able to break away and run. Officers checked the inn and located the suspect involved. Through the course of an investigation, officers arrested 27-year-old Jarrell King. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:13, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. You know, coming up, we'll get the weekend weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We know it's going to be hot. Hopefully, there will be some rain in the forecast. It's just been so dry. Other than that, really odd occurrence of rain last week that only seemed to dump a ton of water on parts of Mobile and Baldwin County. The rest of the state has been very dry, and it's been dry since then. How dry has it been? Well, yesterday in Summerdale, a Baldwin County sheriff's deputy pulled over to the side of the road right near Highway 59 and County Road 71. He pulled over to make a phone call and left the SUV running, as you would when you pull over on the side of the highway. But underneath his SUV, I don't know if he had some kind of leak. He must have, but the grass ignited and burned through one of the fuel lines there, set his 2018 Ford Explorer on fire. That Explorer ended up being a total loss. Of course, it's a sheriff's deputy, so he had firearms and ammo inside of that Ford Explorer. He was able to get all of those out without any extra incident there, and he did escape without injury, the most important part of the story. But keep in mind, that's how dry it is out there, that even pulling over on the side of the road could start a fire, and we've seen how those could turn into something bigger. Just a couple days ago, the Alabama Forestry Commission issued a fire alert for the entire state, and we could be looking at a burn ban next week if we don't get some rain in the forecast. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in on that coming up on Mobile Mornings. And coming up next, WKRG News, and then I've got your sports news for this Friday. You're listening to FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting. About 10 o'clock last night, a man arrived at Baptist Hospital with a gunshot wound. It's believed he was shot on Lucerne Drive in the Brent community. Earlier in the night, deputies responded to a disturbance call there and found blood and shell casings, but no victim. The man's injuries are not life-threatening. A mother is calling for the principal of Helen Caro Elementary School to be removed. Mary Burgett says Principal Sandra Moore hurt her daughter, 8-year-old Jolie, by picking her up by the arms. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas wouldn't comment on the case, but said all allegations are investigated. A Mobile woman says a hit-and-run driver injured her son, who had just gotten off a school bus. Tuesday afternoon, a bus dropped 6-year-old Willie Dees off on Pleasant Valley Road near Denton Middle School. When Dees tried to cross the road, he was hit by a car that kept going. A friend rushed him to the hospital before police got there. Dees' leg was broken in three places. He had surgery Wednesday. He remains hospitalized. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch.
Just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it. Because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wrapping up an accident with injuries to Government and South Broad Street. We've had a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking an accident free and no delays northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern next Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 and can be seen on ESPNU. They've got a free tailgate concert as well. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Chicago beats Green Bay at Lambeau. Another NCAA school receives recruiting penalties, and former quarterback Tony Romo in the mix on the PGA Tour. It's 6:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears intercepted Aaron Rodgers in the end zone with 20 seconds left to beat the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay 34-27.
On second down.
That was Philly's Nigel Bradham with the game-sealing interception. Philly running back Jordan Howard had his second career three-touchdown game to snap the Eagles' two-game losing streak. Rodgers threw for 422 yards and two touchdowns and actually led the Packers in rushing with 46 yards on five carries, but Green Bay ended up suffering their first loss of the season. Sports website The Athletic reported yesterday that as NFL owners and the Players Association work towards a new collective bargaining agreement, the owners will be pushing for expanding the regular season to 17 games and possibly completely eliminating preseason games. ESPN reported that the Players Association is not interested in an expanded season, especially without a significant increase in its percentage of the revenue. The owners had initially set the beginning of this season as a deadline for the new CBA, but as we enter week four of the year, ESPN reports that sources say progress has been made and a deal is getting closer. The current CBA between NFL players and owners expires after the 2020 season. In college basketball news, the NCAA has placed the Georgia Tech men's basketball program on 4 years probation and banned the Yellow Jackets from playing in the 2019 postseason because of violations involving impermissible benefits. The Yellow Jackets will also lose one scholarship for each year of probation, along with other recruiting restrictions. ESPN reported in March that former Georgia Tech assistant coach Daryl LeBarry was charged with a level one violation related to an Atlanta strip club visit in 2016 that sources said included NBA guard Jarrett Jack and current Chicago Bulls player Wendell Carter. Jack, whom the NCAA declared to be a representative of Georgia Tech's athletic interests, is alleged to have provided Carter and an unidentified then Georgia Tech player with $300 for the strip club visit. LeBarry was charged with offering impermissible recruiting benefits, as well as failure to cooperate and unethical and dishonest conduct. LeBarry was given a 3-year show cause order. This was the third time that Georgia Tech's athletic department has appeared before the NCAA Infractions Committee since 2011. On the PGA Tour, Adam Scott and Andrew Landry are tied for the lead at the Safeway Open in Napa, California after round one on Thursday. Scott and Landry each shot 7-under in the opening round. Francesco Molinari and Matthew Naismith are tied for second, one shot behind the leaders. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and current CBS commentator Tony Romo is playing in his fourth PGA Tour event. He birdied his last two holes to finish the first round at 2-under with a 70. That's his lowest scoring round on tour yet. Romo is currently tied for 28th place. He has not made the cut in the first three tournaments that he's played in and is scheduled to call the Chicago Bears-Minnesota Vikings game this Sunday in Chicago. But Romo said if he makes the cut, he will stay in California to finish the tournament. In baseball, the Washington Nationals finished a five-game sweep over the Philadelphia Phillies with a 6-3 win. Washington's holding down the NL's first wildcard spot by a full game with three games remaining. The Milwaukee Brewers beat Cincinnati 5-3. Brewers have clinched a playoff spot. They're currently in the NL's second wildcard spot and a game behind St. Louis for the NL Central Division title. The Cardinals were off yesterday, and the National League leading LA Dodgers shut out San Diego 1-0. In the American League, Oakland beat Seattle last night 3-1. The A's lead the AL wildcard race by one game over Tampa Bay. The Rays had last night off, but they begin a three-game series at Toronto tonight to finish the regular season. Cleveland was shut out in a critical game for their postseason hopes, 8-0 by the Chicago White Sox. The Indians are two games behind Tampa in the wildcard race with three games to play. Got a full slate of SEC games tomorrow. Get started at 11 a.m. with two games. Arkansas hosts number 23 ranked Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt hosts Northern Illinois. At 2:30, number 2 ranked Alabama welcomes Ole Miss to Tuscaloosa. At 3 o'clock, number 9 Florida welcomes Towson. At 6 o'clock, you can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5, number 7 Auburn hosts Mississippi State. Pregame for that begins at 3 o'clock right here, FM Talk 106.5. And at 6:30, South Carolina hosts Kentucky. Here locally at 6 p.m., South Alabama goes on the road to play at Louisiana Monroe in their Sun Belt Conference opener. 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone, checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news, just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really, will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute. And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyapmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyapmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
6:24 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. 74 degrees outside of our studios as we get started for the day. Let's check headlines on this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Secretary of Commerce, Wilbert Ross, has issued a fishing disaster declaration for Alabama and 6 other states. The Secretary of Commerce said commercial fishery failures occurred between 2017 and 2019 in Alaska, California, Georgia, and South Carolina. And during that very same time, catastrophic regional fishery disasters also occurred in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama due to extreme flooding events in the Gulf Gulf of Mexico. In terms of the declaration, Ross says, quote, "This determination acknowledges the critical role fisheries play in our communities and the risks they face from natural disasters and other causes beyond their control." Last July, Governor Kay Ivey wrote to Secretary Ross saying the state's waterways had been damaged by the, quote, "tremendous and unprecedented amounts of fresh water that have inundated the bays, bayous, and estuaries in the central Gulf Coast." The Tom Bigbee River reached major flood state in late February and March and continued at near record levels for many months, reducing salt levels in the Cedar Point Oyster Reef in Mobile Bay to near zero. And Governor Ivey also mentioned that the impact and ripple effect that we feel when our neighboring states have water woes as well, going on to say, quote, "Any impact to fisheries in Louisiana, Mississippi has a direct and pronounced impact on the ability of Alabama processors to obtain seafood products for processing and distribution." The declaration makes fisheries in these states eligible for NOAA disaster assistance, and right now the process of determining which fisheries are eligible is right now underway. Mobile police are right now investigating a shooting into an occupied vehicle. The shooting happened last Wednesday just before 8:30 p.m. That's when police responded to the area of Somerville Street and Hurt Avenue in reference to the report of someone being shot. The victim stated that she and her child were traveling in the area when an unknown person or persons fired multiple shots, striking her vehicle. The victim and her child were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 627, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Of course, the biggest news in the nation, the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Yesterday, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire had a testimony on Capitol Hill. And Sean Sullivan has been in Washington, D.C. this week for the Fair Hold Their Feet to the Fire conference. Over the week, we've gotten Mo Brooks' take on this. Also, our local congressman, Bradley Byrne, they both commented on that, and you can hear that on the podcast on fmtalk1065.com. Also, yesterday, according to johnsharfmail.com, Democratic Senator Doug Jones weighed in on this, said it's unlikely that there is a smoking gun that will lead to the removal or exoneration of President Trump over this alleged request he made to the Ukrainian leader to investigate a political rival. Jones did say it's crucial for the constitutional oversight process of an impeachment inquiry to play itself out, quote, "without any obstruction." More Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An investigation has led to the resignation of a vice principal at Gulf Breeze High School. Victoria Baker is accused of changing her own child's grades. A tip from a parent led to an investigation that found Baker acted inappropriately. The school board accepted her resignation last night. Mississippi has just reported its first vaping-related death. Across the country, 12 people have died from complications and hundreds of people have reported lung injuries since they began vaping. So far, Mississippi's identified 4 cases of serious lung injury connected to vaping, all in individuals between the ages of 18 to 34. Health officials across the country are asking teens and adults to stop vaping immediately. This weekend, the city where To Kill a Mockingbird is set is hosting a special event. It's the world premiere of Truman Talks Nell Harper Lee in Monroeville, a one-man show at the historic Courthouse Museum by celebrated cabaret performer Joel Vig. The play shares intimate stories between Truman Capote and Nell Harper Lee, who were lifelong friends. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
It's the morning after. Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire told a House committee about the whistleblower report alleging President Trump tried to exert presidential power over Ukraine to get negative information about Democrat Joe Biden. Jerry Bodlander reports where the Democrats are focusing next.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House engaged in a cover-up when it moved the telephone call documents from their usual place to a computer normally reserved for highly sensitive matters. Lawmakers would like to hear from the whistleblower, and McGuire says efforts are underway to try and arrange a meeting.
Chicago teachers voted last night to authorize a strike in October if the prolonged talks with the school district don't come up with a deal. The British-flagged oil tanker and its crew held by Iran since July were released today and are heading toward the United Arab Emirates. Stock futures are up on Wall Street. The Eagles up in Green Bay, 34-27 over the Packers in Thursday night football. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Contract talks between GM and the UAW has entered a critical stretch, with bargainers focused on big-picture issues such as wages, benefits, and the use of temporary workers. The Wall Street Journal says many smaller matters, including on workplace rules and safety protocols, have been largely resolved. A UAW vice president says all unsettled proposals are with top negotiators. That's a sign talks are moving into the latter stages of completing a deal that then could be brought to rank-and-file members. Shares of connected exercise machine company Peloton skidded in their first day of public trading. Peloton offered 40 million shares at an initial public offering price of $29 per share, the high end of an expected range. They closed Thursday at $25.76, a loss of more than 11%. Crude oil up 6 cents at $56.47 a barrel, on Wall Street futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
634 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's 73 degrees outside of our studios. Actually dropped a degree this morning. Dr. Bill Williams joins us now. I have a feeling that won't be lasting very long.
Yeah, you're right. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning. So yeah, what are we looking at for today?
We're going to warm up a bit today. Yesterday, and we were talking just a little while ago, about a record that was set yesterday. We got up to 95 degrees, breaking the old record of 94 set in 1977. And it looks like we could match it again today.
That's not what I like to hear, Dr. Bill.
It looks like it's going to stay with us through most of next week with the temperatures in the 90s And we'll certainly complete the month of September with some very, very warm temperatures. As for today, again, about 95 degrees. We should have sunny skies and just a very light wind out of the west in the morning and then in the south in the afternoon. Tonight will be clear. We'll cool about 72 degrees. And then for the weekend, for Saturday, mostly sunny, 95 degrees for Saturday. And sunny skies on Sunday, again, 95. And then looking to next week, Monday and Tuesday, sunny skies and 95 on Monday, at least 92 on Tuesday, and we'll be in the low 90s for, well, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So sunny skies and dry weather all the way through Thursday.
Wow. You can copy and paste that forecast day after day. Now, I had a story earlier about a Baldwin County Sheriff's Office deputy who pulled over to the side of the road yesterday to make a call and ignited a grass fire underneath his SUV. It's been just so dry out there. And you're saying maybe no rain on the forecast for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, no rain. And even in Alabama, there's just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, mainly through the central portion of the state, but it's a very slight chance. And, they may pop up here and there, but a very, very slight chance. And it's going to stay very dry, and the humidity on the low side. We get some very hot temperatures, but the humidity is much lower than what we experienced in July and August.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll take any relief we can get. Now, traditionally, is October, is that more of a dry or wet month, or kind of a standard rainy, is it more like the rest of the months we have?
Unfortunately, October is the driest month of the year.
Oh,
yes.
That's not good.
And so we're getting an early October here.
Seriously. Well, we are in hurricane season. What's it looking like in the tropics right now?
We still have two named storms. Way out in the Atlantic is Lorenzo, which is a powerful hurricane. Category 4 with 145 mile per hour winds. But it's going to stay out over the Atlantic, so we're not to worry about it. It's going to work its way to the north, up to North Atlantic, and eventually it'll decrease in intensity. And then Karen, which started in the Eastern Caribbean, went across Puerto Rico as a tropical storm, and is now a minimal tropical storm, barely holding on, very disorganized. We still expect it to meander a bit and then head west. But it'll continue to decrease, and I don't think we have anything to worry about at this time, even though it may be a little tropical wave or a depression. But we're looking good at the moment, as long as we can keep Lorenzo well out in the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's some good news. It is a Friday, Dr. Bill, so when we check back in with you, it's time for the weekend weather scale. I know you have the charts and the calculator out and ready to give us that number.
Yeah, I'm working on it now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, got your traffic with Kane and news with Kelly Finley right here on Mobile Mornings.
Cart Doctor says make sure you know the laws concerning street legal golf carts before you buy. Street legal does not mean the same in all areas. Call Stephen or Tricia at Cart Doctor to make sure you are actually street legal. Ask about the newest Star EVs, the Sirius, the Rugged Sport Diablo for off-road, or the Classic Star for neighborhood rides with family and friends. Cart Doctor also carries Yamaha, Tomberlin, and Icon. Just in time for tailgating and the holidays. Cart Doctor, making golf cart ownership fun, safe, and affordable.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Government in Houston, two vehicles involved in an accident without injuries here on the scene. They're also at Knollwood in Leesburg. As traffic looks good off of Airport, Dolphin and Moffitt 65, and still no problems coming into the Eastern Shore across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062, Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Employment First strives to include people with disabilities in the workplace. The initiative benefits the companies that invest in people with disabilities, and the employees become well-qualified workers and self-sufficient members of the community. Turn a disability into an opportunity. For more information, go to www.acdd.org or call 1-800-232-2158.
Sponsored by the Alabama Council for Developmental Disabilities, the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, the ABA, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. You know, we're just over a month away from Halloween, and if you're getting ready to stock up with the candy for the kiddos that are coming around, or, you know, for yourself, because we all know that you end up giving out half of the candy and then eating the other half on your own. There's a map out there that says the most popular candy for each state in the United States. You might be surprised at what Alabama's most popular candy is. Also, yesterday there were delays at the Birmingham airport. If you've flown, you've probably experienced a delay once or twice, but probably not for this reason. I'll get to that coming up. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Students, teachers, and parents at Ischel Mertz are happy it's Friday and happy they are now a 2019 National Blue Ribbon School. Ischel Mertz School of Math, Science, and Technology was one of six Alabama schools to receive the honor on Thursday. The others are Baldwin Arts and Academics Magnet School in Montgomery, Daphne Elementary School, Gwynn Elementary School in Marion County, Hampton Cove Elementary School in Huntsville, and Prattville Christian Academy. Nationwide, U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos recognized 362 schools. And according to the U.S. Department of Education, schools are recognized in one of two performance categories based on all student scores, student subgroup scores, and graduation rates. Schools can win the Blue Ribbon distinction as exemplary achievement gap closing schools, meaning they are among the state's highest performing schools in closing achievement gaps between various groups of students. None of the six Alabama schools were so designated. Up to 420 schools can be nominated each year. DeVos says, quote, as a National Blue Ribbon school, your school demonstrates what is possible when committed educators hold all students and staff to high standards and create vibrant, innovative cultures of teaching and learning. Superintendent Kressel Threadgill says, quote, this recognition solidifies that Ischel Mertz is one of the best schools holistically in the nation. Being a National Blue Ribbon school is a testament to all the hard work and dedication displayed every day by the administration, faculty, staff, and especially the students of Ischel Mertz Magnet School. This morning, Moz is reporting that a grease blockage caused sanitary sewer overflow on Dolphin Island Parkway. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System responded to the overflow this week. They say approximately 1,920 gallons of wastewater overflowed as a result of a grease blockage in the main line. The good news, all the wastewater was contained and did not reach state waters. Moz crews have cleared the blockage and are taking steps to prevent further overflows at that location. Grease blockages occur when foods containing fats, oil, or grease are put down the drain. Moz does provide free containers for grease recycling. For more information, go to itseasytobeungreasy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. It's easy to be ungreasy. That's cool. Rolls right off the tongue. Hey, if you've ever flown before, you've probably experienced a delay or two in your time. And I know this story doesn't come from our area. It is in the state at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport yesterday morning. They experienced a couple delays. It wasn't because they had to refuel a plane or work on the plane in any manner or, you know, too busy skies ahead above the airport. There were delays because of a naked man on the tarmac. Birmingham police did end up arresting that naked man, and there is video of this. Weatherman James Spann shared that on his Twitter feed at Spann, S-P-A-N-N. Birmingham police arrested the man. The man told authorities that he had been robbed in the area and then walked onto the airport property. So if he's telling the truth, they took everything, including his clothes. I'm guessing he probably is not telling the truth. News partners WBMA up there in Birmingham says that they were told the man has an outstanding felony probation violation warrant in Shelby County. But a naked man causing delays at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport, that's something I have not heard yet. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I got your sports news and WKRG with some local news.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
The largest midway on the Gulf Coast is back October 25th through November 3rd. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair with acts like the Marshall Tucker Band and Lamco. Bring the kids to meet Curious George and Pete the Cat, or try out our family attractions like Pirates of the Sky and Equestrian Chaos. The 65th annual Greater Gulf State Fair. Visit our website for full schedules and admissions. GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting. About 10 o'clock last night, a man arrived at Baptist Hospital with a gunshot wound. It's believed he was shot on Lucerne Drive in the Brent community. Earlier in the night, deputies responded to a disturbance call there and found blood and shell casings, but no victim. The man's injuries are not life-threatening. A mother is calling for the principal of Helen Caro Elementary School to be removed. Mary Burgett says Principal Sandra Moore hurt her daughter, 8-year-old Jolie, by picking her up by the arms. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Superintendent Malcolm Thomas wouldn't comment on the case, but said all allegations are investigated. A Mobile woman says a hit-and-run driver injured her son, who had just gotten off a school bus. Tuesday afternoon, a bus dropped 6-year-old Willie Dees off on Pleasant Valley Road near Denton Middle School. When Dees tried to cross the road, he was hit by a car that kept going. A friend rushed him to the hospital before police got there. Dees' leg was broken in three places. He had surgery Wednesday. He remains hospitalized. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, just wrapping up the accident now in Knollwood and Leesburg. Also, we've got a two-vehicle accident at Government in Houston. Been a good ride so far. Watch for the school buses. Those school zones back down to 20 miles an hour. Plenty of radar there. But the Bayway, the Causeway, no problems coming in from the Eastern Shore. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. With music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wed Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Chicago beats Green Bay at Lambeau. Another school receives recruiting penalties from the NCAA, and former quarterback Tony Romo is in the mix on the PGA Tour. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears intercepted Aaron Rodgers in the end zone with 20 seconds left to beat the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay 34-27.
On second down.
That was Philly's Nigel Bradham with the game-sealing interception. Philly running back Jordan Howard had his second career three-touchdown game to snap the Eagles' two-game losing streak. Rodgers threw for 422 yards and two touchdowns and actually led the Packers in rushing with 46 yards on five carries, but Green Bay ended up suffering their first loss of the season. Sports website The Athletic reported yesterday that as NFL owners and the Players Association work towards a new collective bargaining agreement, The owners will be pushing for expanding the regular season to 17 games and possibly completely eliminating preseason games. ESPN reported that the Players Association is not interested in an expanded season, especially without a significant increase in its percentage of the revenue. The owners had initially set the beginning of this season as a deadline for the new CBA, but as we enter week four of the season, ESPN reports that their sources say progress has been made and a deal is getting closer. The current CBA between NFL players and owners expires after the 2020 season. In college basketball news, the NCAA has placed the Georgia Tech men's basketball program on 4 years probation and also banned the Yellow Jackets from playing in the 2019 postseason because of violations involving impermissible benefits. The Yellow Jackets will also lose one scholarship for each year of probation, along with other recruiting restrictions. ESPN reported in March that former Georgia Tech assistant coach Daryl LeBerry was charged with a Level 1 violation related to an Atlanta strip club visit in 2016 that sources said included NBA guard Jarrett Jack and current Chicago Bulls player Wendell Carter. Jack, whom the NCAA declared to be a representative of Georgia Tech's athletics interests, is alleged to have provided Carter and an unidentified then-Georgia Tech player with $300 for the strip club visit. LeBerry was charged with offering impermissible recruiting benefits, as well as failure to cooperate and unethical and dishonest conduct. LeBerry was given a three-year show cause order. It was the third time in Georgia Tech's is the third time that Georgia Tech's athletic department has appeared before the NCAA since 2011. On the PGA Tour, Adam Scott and Andrew Landry are tied for the lead at the Safeway Open in Napa, California after round one on Thursday. Scott and Landry each shot 7-under in the opening round. Francesco Molinari and Matthew Naismith are tied for second, one shot behind the leaders. And former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and current CBS commentator Tony Romo is playing in his fourth PGA Tour event. He birdied his last two holes to finish the first round at 2-under par with a 70. That's his lowest scoring round on tour yet. Romo is currently tied for 28th place. He has not made the cut in the first three tournaments that he has played in. And he's actually scheduled to call the Chicago Bears-Minnesota Vikings game this Sunday in Chicago. But Romo said if he makes the cut, he will stay in California to finish the tournament. In baseball, the Washington Nationals finished a five-game sweep over the Philadelphia Phillies with a 6-3 win. Washington's holding down the NL's first wildcard spot by a full game with three games remaining. The Milwaukee Brewers beat Cincinnati 5-3. The Brewers have clinched a playoff spot. They're currently the NL's second wildcard and a game behind St. Louis for the NL Central Division title. Cardinals were off yesterday, and the National League leading LA Dodgers shut out San Diego 1-0. In the American League, Oakland beat Seattle last night 3-1. The A's lead the AL wildcard race by one game over Tampa Bay. The Rays had last night off, but they begin a three-game series at Toronto tonight to finish the regular season. Cleveland was shut out in a critical game for their postseason hopes, 8-0, by the Chicago White Sox. The Indians are two games behind Tampa in the wildcard race with three games to play. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials, Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market, fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, my buddy Sid Sexton back in studio and talking irrigation. It's hot out there, Sid.
It's super hot. I mean, brutal hot.
And not only is it hot on we humans, it's hot on our yards, too.
Yeah, the plants, and particularly your grass, is probably struggling right now to get enough water and run it through the system. So if you have any flaws in your irrigation system, you're going to start seeing it with hot spots, brown spots in the grass, probably around some of the edges. If it's not, the arc isn't opening up well enough. Yeah, you're going to start seeing some issues in your irrigation system if it's not running well.
I guess a lot of us think, hey, man, I got sprinklers. I got irrigation. I'm good. But we sure it's covering every part of it.
It really helps to have a technician come out and go through that. And so that's the service we provide.
Okay, so we want to do that. Have y'all come out and look at our irrigation system. Give us some ways to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Secretary of State here in Alabama wants to know, do you need a free Alabama photo voter ID card? If so, October the 18th, head over to the Tomanville Branch Library from 3 to 5 p.m. as voter registration forms will be available to register to vote and update your voter information. To qualify, you must be a registered voter in Alabama at a current address. You must not already possess a valid photo identification acceptable for voting. You must provide identification such as non-valid photo ID, like an expired license, student, or employee ID. The following must contain full legal name and date of birth: birth certificate, marriage record, Medicare or Medicaid document, military record, official school record or transcript, Social Security Administration document, state or federal census record, hospital or nursing home record, and your certificate of citizenship. This event is sponsored by the Office of the Secretary of State. If you have more questions or you'd like more information, you can call 1-800-274-8683 or visit www.alabamavotes.gov. If you need a job, you are in luck, as a new Paula Deen's Family Kitchen restaurant at the OWA Entertainment Complex in Foley is looking to hire 200 employees. Online recruitment has started already, and two job fairs are planned for the month of October. This will be part of the downtown OWA complex of retail, dining, and entertainment venues. OWA says, though, they're looking for people to embrace an energetic, caring approach that will deliver unforgettable moments for guests. Open positions include servers, hostesses, retail bakery, food line prep, and bussers. Now, because the restaurant itself is still under construction, a recruiting center has been set up between Alvin's Tropical Island and the Brandon Styles Live Showroom in downtown OWA. That'll be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, September the 30th. They also will be open September 30th through October 5th, but they will be closed October 6th and will be open 7 days a week beginning October the 7th. If you're interested, you're encouraged to apply online and schedule your interview appointment at visitoa.com/Paula Deen. Job fairs will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. October the 7th and October the 21st at the Recruiting Center. The restaurant is expected to open their doors coming up in November. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 657. If you're applying to work at Paula Deen's restaurant, might I suggest showing up in a costume dressed like a stick of butter, along with maybe 10 pounds of butter? She likes to use so much of that in her recipes. But the Paula Deen restaurant opening up at OWA, fascinating. Coming up, we've got more of your news, weather, and traffic on Mobile Mornings. You know, they had a survey recently. We were just over a month out from Halloween, a study that found that people spent an average of $25.64 on Halloween candy. But it also showed the most popular Halloween candy for each state. And Alabama's most popular candy is apparently Milk Duds, along with Mississippi. Both have Milk Duds as the most popular candy. Tennessee, for some reason, like Red Hots. That's their favorite. Red Hots. I don't know anyone who's has Red Hots listed as their favorite candy. And looking at the map, I don't see anyone with Butterfinger. Butterfinger's easily my favorite candy. There is a couple states with Nerds. You got peanut butter M&Ms. Looks like Reese's, the big winner among most states, the most popular candy, and California, the only one that loves Kit Kats. So there you go. That's your Halloween candy news this morning. Coming up, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.